produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Let's go to Psalm 84. I want to talk to you in this psalm from the blessings of God's house. The blessing of God's house. Let somebody say that. The blessing of God's house. I want to deal with this. Psalm 84, the psalmist here begins to really deal with being in the house of God. I wanted to deal with this psalm because I think that many people do not recognize the tremendous blessing of being in God's house. If you can be mindful of last week's message when I talked about spread it before the Lord. How that it was Hezekiah that basically when he got that terrible letter from Sennacherib that he decided to go into the house of the Lord. And not only that, if you kept right on reading and you'll find out that when he got news from Isaiah that he was getting ready to die, he went up to the house of the Lord, turned his face to the wall and began to petition God and began to bring up matter of fact, his faithfulness unto God. In the Lord's house, I want to deal with this because sometimes we take the Lord's house too casual. I think now we just make it be just something else that we do on a concerted day such as Sunday. But every day ought to be a day that we ought to be aimed toward the Lord's house. Even if church was open 7 days a week for service, it wouldn't be enough. And somebody said, why wouldn't it not be? I said, you know, 201 Papa don't shut down and open up on Sunday. It's open up every day, 24 hours a day. If we was to open up 24 hours, it wouldn't be enough. As a matter of fact, now we're so trained to just be a part of the Sunday gathering. And that's where our emotions and everything is geared toward Sunday. Matter of fact, we have Sunday go to meet clothes. And we got this thing reserved for Sunday. But every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day, Jesse, you can get into the Lord's house just to be a blessing. I know now we have so many strange doctrines that have basically scanned across the globe. and where people now are just trying to make church just be the common aspect of life. Well, we have these little quote-unquote cell churches, little house church, this, that, and the other. But what we fail to realize is that God himself has compelled that like-minded believers would come together in a spirit of worship. And not only that, when you have worship, you're going to include praise. All the way from the beginning, even when God begins to give the ideology to David concerning the temple being built. David, the only reason that he could not erect the temple because of the much blood, because of the warrior aspect that he had in him, he had blood on his hands. And God would not allow him to build the temple. But he allowed his son Solomon. And when Solomon built the temple, and even in the process of building the temple, people from around near and far was paying homage and paying tribute to the temple being built, all the way to the Queen of Sheba. They was bringing in the best. Everything went into the temple. God's temple is not of any kind of a place. It's a blessing to have a temple. It's a blessing to have the house, God's house. As a matter of fact, they brought in the best cedar from Lebanon. As a matter of fact, when you look at the descriptive nature of the temple was embossed in not no gold, just no 10K, but it was pure gold that overlaid the borders of the temple. Had the finest wood, had the finest linen that came from the east that came in. And everybody began to bring in the best for the temple, because God is not going to take anything less than the best. Even when we come into the temple right now, you leave your houses, some of you leave your houses broke down, even come in with attitude, come in with all kind of despondency and disappointments and your own self-made frustration. But you got to understand the seriousness of God's house, that when you enter into his gates, you ought to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and you ought to come into his courts with praise. For it's a simple blessing just to be in the house. I know now we have so much that people are adversarial against the things of God, and people in the houses of God are under attack. I know you cannot sum every church up by some mishap at some church down the street around the corner. And people just want to just generalize and say all churches are this, that, and the other. But the churches was established by God. This is not something that you can just haphazardly just have in the morning. Now, I know just even within the ranks of church, even though you got crooked this, that, and the other, you might have a crooked preacher. You might have a crooked deacon. You might have some crooked church mothers. You might have some crooked ushers. But everybody ain't crooked. And I might say, ain't nothing in church but some hypocrite. Well, let me tell you something. You're better off going to church where there's some hypocrites than going to hell where there's all hypocrites. Let me tell you something. It's a blessing just to be in the house of God. We live in a strong day now where Satan is sitting on a strong spirit of delusion, where people are just confused about what they ought to do and what they ought to be committed to. But I want you to know right now that God established a place of worship. Yeah, you can praise him anywhere. Yeah, you can praise him in your car. Yeah, you can praise him in your house. But when you get into the house of God, it's something about when you come into the presence with like-minded believers that somebody else gonna be lifting him up. And I can't understand folk that talk about how much they love God, but you got to pump and pram them to do everything in the church. Got to beg them to lift their hand, tell the Lord thank you, clap your hand, give him some praise, rock your head and do a high five and do a turn around and do a, you know, moonwalk. Everything you got to just push folk to try to do. But when you come into the Lord's house, there ought to be enough joy down on the inside, just glad to be in his house. They used to sing a song years ago, just glad to be in his house. One more time. And old preacher, you say once more and again. Here we are. I don't know why they just didn't say once again, but once more, we in the Lord's house. good thing to be here. House of the Lord has so many positive attributes in regardless of what somebody tried to demean it with. Must note the fact that when David himself recognized the attributes, he was a masterful worshiper and praiser. When you learn the true aspects that you're coming in here not to serve, you coming in here basically to get prepared to serve. You exit out those doors so you can serve. But when you're in here, tell somebody God ought to get the glory. Yeah, you ought to leave your schisms down the street. You ought to leave all of your hard-headedness down the street. And you ought to leave all that old stuff that causes pain down the street. But when you in the Lord's house, you come in to be in his presence. Oh, in his presence there's thanksgiving. In his presence there's healing. In his presence there's miracles. In his presence there's deliverance. In the Lord's house. Well, when I got over to the Psalm 84, I began to look at how David talked about this thing and how the psalmist, rather, talked about this thing. Look what he says. He said, how amicable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. In other words, what he was simply saying, how amicable comes from the Hebrew word yadid, which simply means beloved or worthy. So how worthy are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts? He said, my soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Isn't that something, how you can have such a earnest desire just to be in God's presence? Here, this psalmist is not talking about the preacher had to preach me happy, but it's just his soul just was longing just to be in God's presence. I tell somebody, that's how you have to take your litmus test for when you say you are a believer. When you are a believer, you have a hunger and a thirst. You just can't just take off from church and then just be satisfied. But when you miss church, it's just like you miss seeing God, just like you miss being in his presence. My soul longing just to be in the house where I got some other folk that believe like I do, that don't mind praising God like I do, don't mind giving God glory just like I do. It's hard to get tired of being around all these uncircumcised Philistines all week long, and they're here and they won't even talk to you, they won't even speak to you. But when you get into the house of the Lord, oh, the saints said, when my feet strike Zion, I'm going to lay down my heavy burden. And I ain't talking about waiting till I get to heaven either. Just want to get into the Lord's house. Years ago, the saints used to call the church the Saints Hospital. They wouldn't let a headache stop them from being in the Lord's house. They wouldn't let them just don't feel good. But they would always have it in their mindset, if I can just get into the service, I just believe that the anointing is going to be so great there that when I get in there, my body will get healed. You don't hear what I'm saying. Just believe that this headache will leave just when I get into the Lord's house. But now we just tell them to take a cusp of acid and just stay at home for 2 days. And you'll stay there until the clock strikes five for you to get up and be there for work Monday morning with the same old headache. But anyway, when we get down to the psalmist here, look how he begins to talk in that third verse. He said, yea, the sparrow had found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay for her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. I like how this psalmist put this, that he said when a person is in the house, he's blessed anyhow. But the good thing about it, that they still praise him. Then when you see the word Selah here, it comes out of the Hebrew word Selah, S-A-L-A-H, which simply means to meditate upon. And what the psalmist wants you to do right here, just think about what you just said. In other words, of what you just read. He said, blessed are they that dwell in the house. And when you just begin to think about that, you can come up with our topic. It's just a blessing to be in the house. You can imagine how many people right now would love to be where you are. People that's on a ventilator or a respirator right now and just wishing they can be in the Lord's house. But here, some of us got the activity of our limbs, got some kind of a mind, but we do have some strength and act like God or something. But I just feel I owe God everything. I just feel, yeah, that even though I praise him when I woke up this morning, But I just feel that when I get into the Lord's house, that I offer him what he loves so dearly. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Bible said that the Lord inhabited the praises of Israel. In other words, he lives in Israel's praise. And if God lives in the praise, let me tell you something, that means he loves what he lives in. Why you can't offer him what he really loves? If God lives in Israel's praise, tell somebody there's a miracle in your praise. There's a deliverance in your praise. In the Lord's house, God has so many blessings. I know you got your church school and you got your other kind of classes that try to train in every different aspect. You got your different types of boards. But when you get through with your board meeting, when you get through with your training session, you ought to tell somebody it's time to give him what he loves. It's time to lift him up and magnify his name. The temple was designed for the men to come in and give God some worship. And you could not just go into the temple any kind of a way. Prior to the veil being rent in the temple, the only somebody that can go behind the Holy of Holies was the high priest. And the high priest had a robe that had tassels at the end of the robe, somewhat representing the healing for the people. But they had little bells on that robe, and they tied a cord to the high priest. He could not even go in there any kind of a way. But when the high priest went in to offer up the sacrifice, they would hear the bells just ringing in the tabernacle. And while he was making his sacrifice, if those bells stopped ringing, that means the Spirit of God then recognized the unfaithfulness of the high priest in the tabernacle. And they began to pull him back out of there because he done dropped dead in God's presence. Well, I'm just trying to tell you the strange transformation that we have going on now. People don't respect the house of God like they used to. Not only will they come in unfaithful, but they'll come in lying in the Lord's house. They'll come in digging ditches in the Lord's house. And I'm just wondering how it stinks in the nostrils of God. But when you get the concept that I'm coming in before Almighty God, that knoweth my going and my coming, that knoweth my down sitting and uprising, when I get into his house, I know that God gonna do something. You ought to tell somebody, I just believe that I got a blessing just for being in the Lord's house. Yeah, my Lord, give me about 5 more minutes here and take your seat here. The Bible begins to tell us in the 5th verse, look how he begins to pray now. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filled the pools. He said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. And look what he said in his 8th verse. He said, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. And here go that word, Selah. Simply means meditate upon that which you just read. How many of y'all have to ask God to hear you, to hear your cry? How many of you had to ask God to come to your rescue? But tell somebody you got to position yourself so God can move in your life. When you get in the Lord's house, you got to be properly positioned. And I tell folks right now, when you come into the house of God, you can't be sitting down beside somebody that want to talk to you all through the service, writing you notes and kicking you on your leg. You ought to get up and move your spot. When you in the Lord's house, you can't be sitting around somebody sending text messages everywhere. But your attention ought to be turned to the Word of God. You ought to tell somebody just a blessing to be in the Lord's house. I don't don't understand that when you need a miracle to transpire in your life, maybe your body need healing, maybe you're on the brink of foreclosure, you ain't got no time to be acting a fool in God's house. But tell somebody, every moment ought to be a moment of giving him glory. Every moment ought to be a moment of lifting him up. Oh, every moment ought to be a moment of giving him praise. It's just a blessing to be in the Lord's house. And David, the psalmist here, began to talk on to God. When he get to the ninth verse, he said, "Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed." Every now and then, you ought to be able to bring your resume. You ought to be able to bring it up before God. You ought to be able to let God know, you know why I'm praising you. God, I'm praising you for what you brought me out of. You ought to know while I'm praising you. All I'm praising you for how good you've been to me. In spite of the setbacks I had, in spite of the irreversible things I dealt with, you yet been real good to me. Still got breath in my body. Still got a reasonable portion of health and strength. Tell somebody, still got my mind. You may not like it, but it's mine. Still been blessed. It's just a blessing to be in the Lord's house. And then the psalmist says, in this 10th verse, "For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness." And I know they normally use this scripture sometimes when you see them on Usher Day. And somebody said, "The usher is just a good doorkeeper." But what the psalmist was really saying, I'd rather watch over the door and keep the wicked out and let the saints praise God than for me to go out with the wicked and dwell among them. I just want to thank God that when I get into his house, I don't have to worry about what the traps is set for me. But when I get into the Lord's house, I'm not worried about what you got on. When I get into the Lord's house, I'm not even worried about what you're driving out there. When I get into the Lord's house, I'm not worried about what side of the track you come from. Oh, but I come to the Lord's house to give him some glory. Can somebody shout glory? Yeah, glory. I come to lift him up. Oh, in the Lord's house, I come to bless his name. I got to bid y'all farewell, children. Got to get out of here. But the psalmist said, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee." I like what that verse says. No good thing. You ought to witness to somebody. Tell them, no good thing will the Lord withhold from thee. When you in the Lord's house, no good thing will he withhold from thee. When you in the Lord's house, he won't withhold his miracles from you. When you in the Lord's house, it's a blessing to be in his house. One more time, every chance I get, I just want to get in his house. I just want to tell him thanks for the many days I conceived my way. You yet told me, you yet maintained me. I just want to tell you thank you when it looked like I wouldn't make it. You yet, you gave me strength. You yet lifted me up. Lord, I just want to tell you thanks. When it looked like I would lose it, you regulated my mind. You touched my body. Put running in my feet. Clapping in my hands. Praises on my lips. Joy in my dance. You ought to tell somebody, it's just a blessing to be in his house. Just a blessing to be next to you. Just a blessing to give God glory. Just a blessing to lift him up. Oh, in his house, we can shout, we can dance, we can praise him, we can lift him up. Oh, in his house, we cry sometimes, we wave a hand, we rock a head, we run the aisle. You ought to tell somebody's in this house. I know. Oh, good evening, children. Got to get out of here. In the Lord's house. Everybody standing, I'm through with this. In his house is the fullness of joy. Hey. In the Lord's house. Well, let nobody discourage you. Those watching by the television broadcast and listening by the radio broadcast, don't let nobody discourage you. Maybe you had a bad experience or two at the house, but it was not the house that gave you the bad experience. It's just something that surrounds themselves around the house. But in the house and in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. At the house of God is where you're pointed to the cross. And one writer said that it was at the cross, where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight. And now I'm happy. Whoa, the day at the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. He was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I am happy. Oh, the day. Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior. Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. I just love it. Jesus.
Hold on, Life is tough, this I know. Feel like giving up, this I know. Keep the faith and never let go. I heard your prayers and here comes your answer. All you got to do, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.